Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to HR Work Break. I'm your host, Maddie Collins, editor of HR Daily Advisor. HR Work Break takes a quick but close look at everything human resources. For any HR professional, it's a must listen. I hope you learned something new, take some advice to heart, or simply stay abreast today's trending topics. Now, it's time for a work break. Please join me in welcoming our guest speakers to the floor today. Da Bologna, PhD, HR Senior Director at Procter & Gamble, and Whitney Wilbur, Global Head of Employer Brand at BNY Mellon. Da and Whitney, thank you all for joining me.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have this conversation. So to kind of kick off the topic, what recruiting trends should HR leaders keep an eye on in 2024?
Yeah, so it's quite interesting. I think from an employer brand perspective, it's really leaning into authenticity. You know, that's huge right now. Keeping your audiences in mind around your storytelling plan and transparency in the recruiting process, what to expect. Understanding employee experiences and really aligning it to your employer value proposition, your EVP, and for your brands and teams to show up with social accountability and consistency across their talent-facing channels. And the topic of trends and keeping your audiences in mind, in 2025, the Gen Z labor force participation will outpace baby boomers for the first time. So it's being mindful of these generational shifts in talent pools and really leaning into how content is consumed by talent and what their preferences are by generation. I believe that forming human-centered storytelling and for HR and talent acquisition and employer brand teams to really craft these messages together and share these excellent proof points around values that talent audiences, especially Gen Z, really care about, leaning into themes such as belonging and inclusion, growth, passion-driven work, and really trust that these employers instill in them early on. You know, these all rank high as important company values for an employer to really demonstrate. So there's a clear linkage here for potential talent that's exploring your company, your employer, and also a retention lever for current employees seeking that further connection across their teams and the work.
Yeah, I would agree with everything that Whitney just said. And to add a few more additional trends that I'm seeing, I think we need to also call out, I mean, especially ever since COVID, I mean, the nature of hybrid work, what candidates are expecting from potential employers in regards to remote work opportunities, flexible work arrangements, things like that is constantly evolving. It seems like once you think you've figured it out and understand what your potential candidates are looking for, it starts to evolve some more. So really keeping an ear to the ground and knowing what your candidates are looking for in regards to hybrid work and how that aligns to your greater company strategies, whether business strategy, talent strategy, things like that, is going to be a focus for a lot of employers within this year. Another big bucket I would point out would be skills. This one isn't as complicated to talk through. A lot of HCMs or different softwares are pushing skills. A lot of consultants are pushing skills. And so being skills focused, understanding your job descriptions and your work in regards to skills, understanding your talent in regards to skills is a big area of focus that I've seen. An additional one would be general AI and data privacy. And when I say AI, it's just shorthand for tech or math, really. So anything that involves any sort of technology or any sort of like analytics or predictive analytics is being put under high scrutiny, not only from legal bodies, but also from candidates. So they want increased transparency on what are you looking at? Why are you looking at? What decisions are being made off of these things? And it's not like there's one big body who's putting together kind of like the global standards. A lot of these things are being put forward by states or universities or even cities are putting together their own laws. And so staying close to that, making sure you understand what is in outside of scope in regards to AI and data privacy with your candidates is really critical. And then the last one I'll point out, and this one's extremely complicated and could probably be its own topic, is the evolving landscape of E&I. So whether it be recent affirmative action cases in the U.S. and other changes within the DE&I space is forcing companies to continue to look at how they assess candidates and how they look at diversity within their talent acquisition strategy.
That's a really good point. And along the theme of DE&I, I think it's also reframing your employer value proposition focus from, you know, not just what we do as teams and as companies to give our employees, you know, these rewards and benefits or showing up and doing the right thing and being on the right side of history, but it's the why, explaining the why through our EVP and the positive impact on our people's lives and the lives of potential talent considering you. I think it's really important and really based on the maturity of your employer brand program, it's really ensuring your HR teams are informed and aware of the value of a strong employer brand, how it can positively impact your organization, and leaning also into more exploration of employee advocacy programming, brand ambassador programs, really sparking that shared experience and building trust across the talent markets for talent audiences that you're looking to attract, and weaving in those important themes that you know are important for talent audiences when exploring and considering you as an employer.
Today's episode was a segment of a panel discussion from HR Daily Advisors Recruiting and Talent Acquisition Week. Be sure to check out the rest of the panel discussion, which is titled The Future of Recruiting from Technology to Trends to Today's Best Practices, for more cutting edge information from industry experts on the future of recruiting.
Again, I'm Maddie Collins, and thank you for listening. Join us next Friday or whenever you need a work break.